He who does not discourage happiness, we'll try that again. He who does not encourage happiness discourages happiness. He who does not encourage happiness discourages happiness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, sitting here in the Cathedral of the Embassy, surrounded by these wonderful spiritual beings who are illumined and really masters of the highest degree. And we are sharing with them some mundane topic which says, he who does not encourage happiness discourages happiness. Now, what in the world does that mean? What does that mean? If we're going to go around looking at life's pessimistic side, the sad side, we will create the sad side as an illusion in our life. Let's do that again. He who goes around with a pessimistic attitude creates the sad side as an illusion in his life. Now, he who goes around with a Pollyanna idea, with an optimistic idea, he creates the illusion of happiness in his life. Now, what sort of illusion would you like to have? Sadness or happiness?
Happy.
And if you want a happy illusion, how do you create it? By thinking happy thoughts, living in a happy atmosphere. Now, is our world a good world? You bet.
Yep.
Are all the people on planet Earth wonderful, fabulous, glorious, magnificent, unimaginably beautiful?
Yes.
Are we the greatest people on the face of the earth? You and I individually? Of course. Okay. Now, if we don't believe that, we can be experiencing it and not know it. There are many people who are quite charming, and they think they're not charming. There are many people who are quite amazing, and they think they're not amazing. I talked with Gregor again yesterday. And as I talked with Gregor, he was telling me of how wonderful his life is, how he has found the girl of his dreams, and how he is living in harmony and happiness, but he still doesn't have his own house. And he still doesn't have his perfect job. Well, now, I said, Gregor, you're not doing bad. You got all this other. Now, how did you manage to get a hold of this beautiful girl? I mean, you don't deserve her because you don't believe in yourself. How did you manage to have all this happiness in your life when you say that, you know, you don't have your house, you don't have this, you don't have that? And he says, well, you know, no answer. How do we get these things in our life that we have? You see, Gregor is a great guy. He told me this yesterday too. And he said, I said to Gregor, Greg, you want a job? Okay, speak your word. I now have my perfect job. And as you speak your word that you now have your perfect job might come from being a steward on a yacht and traveling around the world, which was an offer you had. Now, that could have led to other jobs, other more wonderful jobs. Why didn't you take it? Well, I chose to move into this wonderful community up here. I chose to live in this wonderful place up here. I chose to find this girl of my dreams up here, and I don't want to leave it or them, you know. I said, okay. If your perfect job, your perfect work came along, and it would take you somewhere else, would you go? You don't want your perfect job. You put limitations on it. Even if the limitations are contrary to what you think is for your highest good, you put limitations on it. And those limitations are going to limit you. Now, they're not going to limit you because you must be limited, but they're limiting you because you are not willing to speak your word. Now, speak up very loudly and answer me. What could he say about his perfect job and have everything work out just the way he wants it?
All is in divine order.
All is in divine order. That's nice. That's true. But he could say, I now have my perfect work here. I now have my perfect work here. I now have my perfect job here. I now have my ideal employment here. Mm-hmm. Now, is that bad?
No.
That's being specific, but it's not being bad. You see, when you are specific, when you know what it is that you really want, but you see, if you say, I will not go there, I will not do this, I will not do that, whenever you say that, you are creating an obstacle for yourself that keeps you from experiencing your good. Now, did Gregor say, I will not find the girl of my dreams? No way. Did he say, I will not find the perfect community I love to live in? No. Did he say, I will not find a harmonious place to be? No. And does he have a ball there? Yes. Now, he's got 3 out of 6, you know, that's not bad. Now, he can have 6 out of 6 if he wants. By just continuing the work that he's been doing in the positive way that he's been doing it. And if he ever thinks he doesn't have his perfect job, forget it. You don't. Even if you have it. If he ever thinks he doesn't have his perfect home, he won't. I got a kick out of him. He says, Rochelle got herself a new mobile home that is a new to her. And in there, a few of the faucets are old-fashioned and inexpensive. And he says, I don't like old-fashioned, inexpensive faucets. I like class. And he said, so we're renting this place, but I am going to buy a couple of quality faucets for our bathroom and for the kitchen and so forth. And I'm going to put them in myself, which he can do. And he said, then what he said, I didn't like it all. But he said, and then the landlord will pay for it. That was so sad. I mean, what is the cost of a couple of good faucets, $200 or $300, you know? And putting them in is work he can do very readily. And then to ask the landlord, if the landlord wants to pay for it, good. But don't ask, don't even think it. You're doing this for yourself. I said, Greg, everything you're doing is for yourself. And it's wonderful. Then he told me that the place was a little dark inside. And that he had had experience in making it bright with his last mobile home and painting it and so forth. And they've given him permission to paint. And so he says, and they'll pay for the paint. Oh, you know? If they're going to pay for the paint, then they're going to say, now, don't buy the most expensive paint. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do the other thing. But if you say, we will paint it, do we have permission to paint it? And they say, yes, go right ahead. And then you paint it with the glorious, bright color that is in your mind. No limitation. No limitation. Ellen?
Yes?
If you paint the inside of a mobile home with a flat paint, what happens? You can't wash it too well, can you? If you paint it with a gloss,
yes,
or a semi-gloss, you can wash it.
Okay.
And now, does the inside of a mobile home up in the wine country, in the dust country, does it need to be washed occasionally?
Right.
Yes, it does. So if the owners were doing it, they'd probably put in inexpensive paint that you couldn't wash. You had to repaint it. But if Gregor does it, he'll put in quality paint.
Mm-hmm.
And because you see, everything Gregor does is quality, except to believe in himself. And if he would believe in himself, he would be the next governor of California. And that's true, because he's brilliant. He's a magnificent guy. But, you see, this is it. He who does not encourage happiness discourages it. And we encourage happiness every time we think a happy thought. Every time we love ourselves and we love others, we are encouraging happiness. And that's a wonderful thing to do, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing to do, and it's the kind of thing that you can do. And you can experience, and you can enjoy right now. You know, you say, but I haven't got. That's great. I'm glad you haven't got. Because if you got, you wouldn't know how to use it. You'd probably be like some of these old buzzards who get lots of money and stick it under the bed. Put it in their mattress. What a lumpy way to sleep, you know? on money. But the thing is, this is what people do. You can have every gift in the world, but if you don't know how to appreciate it, it won't mean a thing. Those people who stuffed money in their mattresses and under their bed, they died. And when their heirs came along, they said, good, they didn't spend it. How about that? We'll spend it. And they found some ready, happy people ready to spend Uncle George's money that he didn't bother spending, you know? How silly. Enjoy it. And that's what you got. It came to you because it said, you should know how to use it. And, of course, if you don't know how to use it, then it's like nothing, like garbage, you know. Just a bother. Something to be concerned about. And these people who save money like that, what do? They were the first New Yorkers to put 8 locks on their door. As though 8 locks would keep out anybody. What kept people out of their home and out of their money was that they looked poor. They looked poor. Nobody even thought that they had money. They could have left their house wide open. Nobody ever they'd look at the trash in there. They'd say, I don't want to go in there. But when you look the part, act the part, are the part, everything is yours. That's what happiness is all about. Happiness is for sharing. Happiness is for caring. Happiness is for giving. Because to give happiness to yourself, it's important too. That's the first step. Be happy and enjoy yourself. When you do that, you're fulfilling every requirement of life. What did God say in Genesis, remember?
It was good and very good.
Yeah. That's the fact part. But now what did he tell his creation to do?
Go and multiply.
And sex has always been a lot of fun ever since. But go and multiply. Go and multiply. And the trees multiply. The animals multiply. The birds multiply. The people multiply. It's just wonderful. But remember, you're designed to be yourself and have fun and multiply.
Oh.
Oh. So go forth and have a good time. Ellen? Ellen, you say ho ho. You weren't so great. You just had 2 kids. Your daughter has 5 kids. You know, she's really got the message. But and your son, he's just a little slow, you know, but he's all right. He'll get the message one of these days. Yeah, what, huh? How would you like to see him have 12 kids, huh? No, hey, that's you that's doing that, not him.
I say that's his, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I say. But you are saying with your hands pushed out like that, not me, him. But that's not what you want to say. You want to say, my grandchildren.
All right.
Could you do that?
Of course.
Do you think you could handle 15, 18 grandchildren?
Yes, I can.
Now, you hear that? I can handle the grandchildren, but I can't handle the children. It takes a very special mommy and daddy to handle a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Because they have to be able to give love unconditionally. And they have to be able to overlook a lot of things, because some kids are tattletales. And you just ignore that. Because what you don't know is not important. And you keep yourself from knowing a lot. And you tell the children, values, 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 and then they grow up and be like Sam. And that's beautiful. He who does not encourage happiness discourages it. So what's the case for you? Are you encouraging it?
Yep.
Or are you discouraging it?
Encouraging it.
Well, you just do that and enjoy. Like our puppy here lying on his back, his paws up in the air saying, I got it made.
I got the message.
Yeah, I'm the happiest puppy in the world. But more table scraps, please. More table scraps. Okay, he who does not encourage happiness discourages it. And so is our thought for today. I love you. I love you. I love you.